Search and rescue teams continue to comb through the wreckage in Kentucky and neighboring states after this past weekend's devastating tornadoes. The death toll is at least 88, mostly in Kentucky. In the city of Bowling Green, at least 15 people are confirmed dead, seven of whom were children. An entire swath of the city is gone. Todd Alcott is Bowling Green's mayor. Mayor Alcott, thank you for taking a few minutes out to speak with us.
Thank you, Lisa.
What does Bowling Green, your city, look like today? We should say this is a part of the county that you grew up in. I wonder if you could describe the damage.
Sure. You know, the site picture, so people think we're town, or we're 72,000 people in our city just under the last census. We are divided by this tornado that we understand had a path of 200 miles. It went, it sliced us like almost from diagonally from west to east, which cut out communication, cut out our fiber, it cut out our cable, it hit a substation for power. It was really, it hit us in a way that was just difficult to make recovery and communication possible.
And what kind of trouble has that caused? I can't imagine for the, since you're doing a search and rescue mission right now, how's that been inhibited by the lack of communications?
It's difficult to communicate to our citizens. You know, our citizens fill in the gap. Everyone wants to help. Everyone wants to, you know, form their own little, hey, we're going to bring you things. And it antedates the management of the incident and the recovery and the help. And I'll add a little bit more to the picture. You know, when it happened, our power went out holistically. So, you know, we have that gridlock. We have the communication gridlock. We have the, we can't get from, you know, north to south. It's stressed. And then we had two hospitals. They both went out. One power generator came on for the first hospital. The power generation for the second hospital went out. People were bringing their injured to the hospital that had no power. So they had to transfer all their patients. And this is in the midst of the storm. Our police officers, our first responders, we had to change 50 tires to our vehicles within the first 12 hours. So our fleet manager, they just came out with tires and just changed them out on police cars or brought out old police cars so we could get out and be able to access the situation to try to get people help, to try to do the emergency response, to try to get the intelligence of what's happening.
I'm surprised you even had police cars, given the cars were just, you know, the winds swept them all over the place like toys.
In some parts they did, in some parts it didn't. As a tornado, it picks and chooses. Mother Nature is kind to one and destroys another.
What are you hearing from survivors now?
Respite. They need respite. They need communication. There's cultural barriers. We have a large ethnic community. We have over 30 ethnicities in the city of Bowling Green, in our schools. And, you know, when refugees come to United States, Bowling Green is always in the take. We have integrated many different cultures in the last 30 years very successfully as strong, successful partners. But as we're growing in that, the language barriers, the mistrust of government from this culture, or, you know, how we take care of or who you communicate, you know, we're doing search and recovery. So then, you know, there's dismemberment and a tornado. And, you know, as I say, Mother Nature is not kind. It throws victims around unmercifully, and we're sending out young firemen that have never handled this situation. They've never seen a child dismembered, trying to recover and not stop, but get the job done and do it with dignity. So it kind of gives you a sight picture.
When we say goodbye to you, which we're about to do because you have a lot to do, I wonder what your next step is. What are you going to do today?
Well, emergency management team, or we've got people from all over the nation here. We're going to come out of this so much stronger as a community. People ask, how do they help? They're sending us things that we really can't use yet. It's inundating us from the response that we're trying to accomplish. How they can help us, we set up a local disaster relief fund. It's with United Way. It's UnitedWaySouthernKentucky.org, which is UWSK.org. It can be the direct monetary that I guarantee Bowling Green, Kentucky can give direct aid to these victims, to the families in need the most. If you want to help, that's the best way to help, is a monetary support.
We will make a link on our website. Todd Elcott, mayor of Bowling Green, Kentucky, that was hit hard by the tornadoes over the weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.